Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
And this week on the podcast, we're going to feature an artist that possibly has the coolest stage handle around. The title of Catahoula Brown's latest album is The Journey, and he'll be sharing a lot of that with us. Some great tunes from that album. And he'll tell us what Catahoula Brown, Louisiana, and Tony Joe White have in common. So let's get it started. From The Journey, this is Blame It on the River, Catahoula Brown on Atlantic Access.
Man, yourself. Should have known better. Hell, he was the president. Eyes on the road. You won't get lost. Keep your hands to yourself. You won't get caught. Love thy neighbor, but not the neighbor's wife.
On Atlantic Access, that's Catahoula Brown from the new album, The Journey. We just heard Lessons of Life, and we got it started with Blame It on the River. How you doing, Mr. Brown?
Hey, not too bad, Terry. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Really enjoying this album of yours. It's been out now a couple of months. What's the response been like so far?
It's been good. We're getting some airplay. I had some health issues, so I haven't been touring the album. I hope to remedy that this spring and get back out on the road. So.
Well, it's good to know that things are on the mend, and kind of struck by your story a little bit. First of all, the name Catahoula Brown has to be one of the coolest names to come across my desk in months. I just love it. Where did you get the inspiration for that?
You know, you're not alone in that, because I came up with that name a couple of ways. It was an old Charlie Daniels song called Alligator. And the first line of the song is, Catahoula Brown lived back in the swamp. The other part of that story is, I used to raise Catahoula cur dogs, which is the state dog of Louisiana. I was a breeder. I was the first and only, to my knowledge, licensed registered breeder of that dog. And I was going to do this blues thing, so I wanted to come up with a name. And all the blues artists, Muddy Waters and Hound Dog Taylor and Howlin' Wolf, they all had these crazy names. Back in the day, there was a thing called MySpace. And
thanks for the reminder.
You're old when you remember MySpace.
Yeah, apparently.
And anyway, I was a big fan of the late Tony Joe White. He just passed away here a couple of years ago. And he had sent me a message, of course, being from Louisiana. Quite sure he knew, the story of the Catahoula cur dog. And there's a parish, or like a county in Louisiana called Catahoula Parish. And there's a lake there, Catahoula Lake. So he sent me this message, and all it said was, Catahoula Brown is the coolest stage name I've ever heard.
Show of respect from one of your idols.
Yeah. The name kind of stuck. At one point, I was just going to give the name up. But then I started getting nominated for Blues Awards and Country Award by Music Nova Scotia for my last album. As a songwriter, I'm still, Chris Robert Wiggle.
Now, blues is timeless. People become blues artists for a lifetime. Couldn't help but notice that you started, though, recording in your mid-40s. That must have been quite the epiphany.
Yeah, because I never really wanted to be a recording artist. I've been writing songs all my life, written 200 songs. I had never really counted them up. It wasn't something that I wanted to do. And I started going to songwriter circles because I had all these songs that I'd written, and nobody was hearing them. As far as going on stage, it wasn't really my thing. I wanted to write songs. In order to get your songs out there, you get to songwriter nights and open mics and stuff like that. Then I wrote Cur Dog Blues, which is the title track of the first album. My wife goes, that's the best song you ever wrote. And I'm like, what? Like, I mean, it was the simplest song I ever wrote. It took me about 5 minutes. They say the rest is history type of thing.
We're going to play a couple of tunes. I'm going to ask you about the reference to water. It comes up quite a bit on this album. We're featuring The Journey from Catahoula Brown. The first Emphasis song from the album when it came out a couple of months ago would be Boat in a Bottle. It's the subject of a music video, and we'll ask about that in just a little bit. From Catahoula Brown on Atlantic Access.
I bought a boat in a bottle, and I don't know why. My money went to an old Mescalero guy. He shot me a smile, then he shook my hand. He said, son, I hope you get to the promised land. Ooh, life goes on. Ooh, and life goes on. You don't see many boats in Hobson, Mexico. Those landlocked sailors are too far from home. They've closed the Cap Rock, there's nowhere to drown. I take Route 62 and I drive out of town. In the desert by Church of God's side. Save your soul from sin every Sunday at night. And Zia parked the ponies, run almost every day. I bet it all on a chestnut that lost to a bay. Some folks from Albuquerque, they haven't got a clue. They think money is the answer, but I know that's not true. I went up to Wheeler Peak to stare at the sky. Bought a boat in a bottle, and I don't know why. Thank you. In the morning as you drink your cup of tea, smell of him still on your skin, you barely look at me. Did you ever love me? Was it all a lie? Were you gonna walk without a talk, without a kiss goodbye? I think love is overrated. It's not all it's cracked up to be. This commitment thing is so outdated. Love is overrated, so it seems. In the moonlight I see our empty bed. You're not there but I don't care, I sleep alone instead. Better off without you, so I tell myself. I took us for granted, you took us to hell. I think love is overrated. It's not all. It seems to me.
Song Love is Overrated from Catahoula Brown and the album The Journey on Atlantic Access. And before that, we heard Boat in a Bottle, and first official single from the album. And, you know, with so many great songs on a project, how do you decide which one to focus on first?
You know, I never know which song to pick. What I used to do, and it was easy when you were a blues artist, because you didn't release a single. You know, you release an album, and I never really had to release a single before. And, oh, you pick it. Between the my producer, Jay Pilzer, it was that song that led to the whole album. I went to Maritimes, I got signed to the label, played him a bunch of songs, and he said, well, that, you know, that's not blues. And I'm like, I want to branch out. I want to show what I can do as a songwriter. I played him probably 20 songs. I said, oh, I got this song, you know, and Boat in the Bottle. And he said, wow. He said, have you got a bunch more like that? And I said, yeah, man, I got like 25 songs like that one. Because he's kind of a folk guy, right? I mean, he likes... he spent a lot of time in Nashville, but he and I write country stuff as well. And it took me a while to write. It was probably one of the hardest songs I wrote, you know, writing about a place I'd never been to, threw a dart at a map. And then I had to research the area to make sure I got all the details correct. And so it took me a while. It probably took me about a week to write that song.
Now, there's a couple of titles that are focusing on water and rivers and stuff. There's, I'd say, four or five titles that kind of go that way. Is that because of your maritime roots, do you think, or you just have kind of a fetish for water?
Probably because of where I live. You know, I'm on the south shore of Nova Scotia, and we're practically surrounded by water here. And I spend a lot of time on the coast, visiting beaches, and that's a great place to reflect, you know, because I live close to the Lahave River, which flows into the Atlantic Ocean.
The storytelling genre just has such, you know, color and the words and the stories that are told, you know. We're going to wrap it up with a couple of tunes here. I kind of go for the up-tempo ones a little bit, maybe more than others, although I do appreciate the heart and soul that goes into a song like Rotten Wood, for example, because we're going to do that one too here in just a couple of minutes. But what about that song, Rosebud? That's a fun one.
I was actually pitching that to a good friend of mine, Matt Anderson, a couple of years ago. I recorded it and stuck it on a memory stick, and it's really Mr. Carcase. Of course, he's got about 100 guitars, so I'm not sure if you ever found it. And I was waiting for the last couple of years for him to record it, and I was scared that the subject of it never came up. You know, you don't like to push too hard, right?
Yeah.
And, let's do that song, and it's kind of like a modern-day Bonnie and Clyde with a twist.
Thanks a lot for your time here, Catahoula Brown, and the album The Journey. Much success, and we hope to see you around these parts real soon.
I hope to make it up there this spring.
So we're going to play Rotten Wood next, but this is Rosebud now on Atlantic Access.
They need money, Jim had a gun. Come on, sonny, we got to run. Foolish act, liquor store, bottle of Jack, dead on the floor. Grabbed all the cash, got in the car, stepped on the gas before they got caught. Jim shot a cop, but he's alive. They're hit a whiff, be on alert. Put on your vest, and don't get hurt. Johnson Farm took off his mask and he threw up his arm. The gym, there'll be no bail. Sheriff took Sonny back to the station. Call it a funny interrogation. Gonna have to find him a good home. Somebody give this poor dog a bone. Lord, the wheel's sharp and slow. Well, you've got so far to go. Run the law in Rosebud. All
sake, there's nothing worth living for. The hung up on the bad and not the good. They're scared to find out what lies in store. So they fall down like rotten wood. Do you remember Bobby Boy? He died all alone from alcohol. He's never coming back. Bobby slipped through the cracks, yeah. He turned to dust like rotten wood. He turned to dust like rotten wood. Something doesn't work, we think it's broken. But maybe it was just misunderstood. Is it just forgotten? Thrown away like rotten wood. Whatever happened to Sally Mae? Nobody's seen her in a while. Is she ever coming back?
Brown from the album The Journey, that's Rosebud on Atlantic Access, the weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. Our bonus track this week is supplied by Ian Alistair Gooseby. Whether you're into alternative, Celtic, country, folk, indie, pop, rock, singer-songwriter genres, you'll find tunes from this very talented artist. 2019 saw him release fifth album called Life is Good, the title song being the most recent single of his, and our bonus track on Atlantic Access.
Life is good, take it from me, and all of the mistakes along the way, like a roller coaster without no brakes. Life is good, times can get tough, when you feel like you're all isn't enough, and the high road can be tough, cause you make the hard times feel okay. I know we all have bad days. Just don't
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker at mixcloud.com/TerryP62. And like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.